Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, December 1st, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at scroundtable.com. Google's November core update is complete, finally, longest running update. More intense search ranking volatility a couple days after that. Google has a new Google markup and structured data we'll discuss. The head of Google Ads is moving away from that role. And I'm celebrating the 20th year of covering search tomorrow, technically. Lot to discuss. Thanks so much for watching. Make sure to subscribe and like the video. And of course, I love your comments. And thanks to Bruce Clay. Bruce Clay for sponsoring. Appreciate it. Bruce Clay is one of the founding fathers of the SEO space. He's been doing search marketing optimization since 1996. Wow. Bruce Clay has been big into SEO training. Check them out at seotraining.com to learn more about them, and also check them out at bruceclay.com. He's been doing SEO many, many years before I actually was covering it. I've been covering it for 20 years, so it's pretty insane. Thank you, Bruce, for all you do and for all you continue to do. Okay, so the Google November 2023 Google Core update is completely finished rolling out. It was a pretty big one, but it was hard to tell because obviously the reviews update is still rolling out as we speak. I'm not sure when the reviews update will be done, but obviously it's not going to be done in November. It's probably going to be done in December because it already is December. In any event, this rollout took longer than most. It took 26 days. It was the longest rolling core update, longest rolling out core update. It wasn't longest rolling out any update. I think there was an update that the helpful content update took about 30 something days. So this was longer. This was not longer than that, but it was the longest rolling core update that was confirmed by Google. It started on November 2nd, finished on November 28th, and it is done. There was some many documented volatility, and there's a lot of discussion, but it was pretty weak towards the end. And again, we have this reviews update still rolling out, so just keep that in mind. Hopefully you guys weren't too damaged by that update. A couple days after that, we reported on some significant, like core update significant updates or ranking volatility in the Google search results. I reported about it on November 30th. All the tools, for the most part, almost every single tool noticed major spikes, and there was definitely an increase in chatter. So here's what the tools are showing for that day. Hopefully you weren't hit too hard by that, but again, November 30th, it seems like there was an unconfirmed Google search ranking update. Google added support for new structured data and markup. Organization structured data markup is one of them, which basically lets you add not just logo and URL, which was something they supported for a while, but new ones like fields around name, address, contact information, and also various business identifiers. There's a whole slew of new structured data you can add to your business that Google will show in place of the knowledge panel and in other areas. So definitely take a look at that. There's new structured data, and there's also new Search Console reports and rich results. That's rich results test report that actually gives you more information about that. Talking about structured data, Google also has rolled out new Google profile and discussion forum structured data with Search Console reporting. The profile page is more for that new stuff we saw around Google showing creators information. So it could show things around their social, their handle, the social handle, the profile picture, follower count, and popularity of their content, like the likes. We showed examples of this before last week when we actually showed the snippet. And also there's new Search Console reports and rich result tests to support that. Also discussion forums is now also a new markup, which is called discussion forum posting markup. And it's for any forum style site where people collectively share firsthand experiences and perspectives. This is more for the perspective stuff. You can add this markup, and also there's new Search Console reports for that as well, and rich results. Also with that, Q&A markup has been changed a little bit, where if you're already using Q&A markup for your questions and answers themed user forums, Google is also updating the Q&A structured data documentation to be more in line with richness of the new discussion forum guidelines. So there's new stuff around that, and Google basically details when you should use discussion forum versus Q&A forum for that, so keep that in mind when implementing that. Google's crawl rate setting is going away from the Google Search Console old legacy tool. That was announced, and it's going away at some point in the future, specifically on January 8th. That crawl rate setting in Google Search Console is going away. And Google said they're going to go ahead and limit the lower minimum crawl to the lowest speed so that anybody who set it, they'll automatically have that lowest speed anyway, so it won't do any issue. Google said it really wasn't used by many people, and even if it took a day to kick in, and then it took a day to kick in and didn't really do anything, so they're getting rid of it. Google Search, with all these announcements, Google Search Console went down twice this week, one for a long period of time, about 50 minutes, and the other time was up and down for different people across the world, so it was very interesting to see that. It was down in the middle of this week. John Mueller spoke about the value of bringing back 404 pages specifically for link building purposes. And he said it's probably, and let me quote him, he said on Reddit, the SEO value for bringing a 404 back is probably less than the work you put into getting it back. Of course, this is a specific case, this is a specific context. There are very good reasons to bring back 404 pages, of course, but if you're just doing it for links, it might not be worth it, he's saying. Google has a patent that seems to be related to the search generative experience, specifically for generating AI answers. The patent's named Generative Summaries for Search Results, and it was issued back in September 26th. It was actually filed on March 20th of this year, and Juan Gonzalez Villa posted a whole long Twitter thread breaking it down. It's pretty interesting. I posted about it with his tweets yesterday on November 30th. So definitely take a look at that. It's a pretty interesting read. It might be a good read for the weekend. Microsoft is like looking to bring GPT-4 Turbo, the Turbo version, the faster version, to Microsoft Copilot, formerly known as Bing Chat. So that's coming. And also Microsoft's Mikhail, the CEO of advertising and so forth, and Bing Chat and doing all that stuff, said that Bing Chat's different modes. Balance mode is used about 70% of the time, and then creative and precise mode are used about 15% of the time, which is interesting. I thought creative mode would be used more than the precise mode, but it's not. It's used about the same, according to Microsoft. Google has updated its ads policies around personalized ads for the consumer finance market in US, United States, and Canada. Starting in February 2024, you're not going to be able to target based off of audiences such as gender, age, parental status, marital status, and zip code. So keep that in mind. That's going specifically for consumer finance, so that's changing. Google local service ads added new impression metrics for advertisers. This was spotted by Ben Turner, and you can see the screenshot here of what the different impressions are. They're adding ad impressions, top impression rate up for search, and absolute top impression rates on search as well. So there's new impression metrics coming there as well. Google Ads has released its API schedule for Google Ads API 2024. So you'll be able to see when the new Ads API stuff is coming out on its schedule. Of course, that's just an estimate. Google may change those dates going forward, but right now it's an estimate. So version 16 might be coming out in January of this coming year, January 2024. Then it's version 17, June 2024, and version 18, September and October 2024. And then there's also sunset dates as well in there. Google Pay seems to be being tested in the search results again. This pay icon was spotted back. I wrote about it a while ago, but I just published it about today. It was spotted back in October, actually, by Kushul. And here's some screenshots of that. Brody Clark also noticed it, and we noticed it actually showing up again yesterday. So I decided to post about it today, and so forth. Google seems to be testing line separators between the site links. Site links is the stuff that Google's constantly testing and using user interfaces around this. This was spotted by Kam Markar on November 18th. Here's a screenshot of that. Then also Andreas Moreno spotted this as well. And there's also different variations of these site links. Brody Clark and Kushul also noticed this as well. So interesting find there. Google's also testing an interview label in the news area for the context section. This interview label was spotted by Kamlesh Shuklal, and here's a screenshot of that. Interesting to see that as well. And I believe Sheldon Goodman actually spotted this a while back, and I didn't notice it. Google Local is testing reactions, like overlay reactions for photos in the local results, for Hotel, Local, even Discover, where you can actually add reactions to photos, not just hearts, but also other emojis. This is spotted by Rishba Karwa, and also this is also spotted by Glenn Gabe in Discover, and also Adam Remar in the actual local results. So pretty interesting to see that as well. I noticed this morning that Google may be testing removing the cache link. I'm in some type of test where I see the cache link in one browser, and when I go in incognito, I don't see it. Most people are not seeing it. Most people are seeing it. There's a lot of various results, but could Google be removing the cache link? Interesting. The head of Google Ads, Jerry Dischler, is stepping down after being with Google for 15 years. Although Google said he's not leaving Google, the company, or even Google basically told me they didn't announce that he's leaving Google. They announced that he's stepping down as the head of ads. He got that role back in 2020, and now he's no longer the head of ads. Who's taking over for him? He's being replaced by Vidya. I'm sorry about these names. I'm really bad at this. I cannot pronounce his name, but she's a really great person and taking over. And according to this, he's not necessarily leaving Google, but they won't tell me what he's doing. So not sure what's going on with that. And it's not related to the Department of Justice cracking down and on stuff he said and stuff like that. So I guess I don't know. And in any event, the last thing is, this is the 20th year anniversary of me covering search at Search Engine Roundtable. I started the Search Engine Roundtable and covering search back in on December 2nd, 2003. So 20 years ago tomorrow. I'm just not going to be able to write about it tomorrow. So I posted about it today because it's Friday. And it's pretty cool. I wrote a whole long blog post about the growth of the site, about some recaps, about some more most important stories if you want to for the past year. So definitely take a look at that. And the top stories for the past year, most of them around updates, of course. And then I did some future thought, future thinking stuff, like what's happening in the future. And I think it's obviously AI-focused personalization, but mostly around AI and SGE and Bing Chat and AI stuff. So we'll see. Any event, thank you so much for being, for listening, for liking, commenting for all these years, and for listening to these videos and putting up my typos and everything like that. I wish you all a healthy, happy, safe weekend. And obviously, it's not the new year yet, but a great, happy new year in Search Engine Roundtable time. Any event, thanks so much. I deeply appreciate it. Thanks to Bruce Clay and all the sponsors over the years. I deeply, deeply appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys next. Goodbye.